Alright, Gavin here. Welcome to this week's edition of Braidwood on a Saturday Morning. And I'm going to play a song to introduce my guest this morning. But
before you do that, we interrupt this program to bring you a special presentation. Good morning, it's Gordon here with Gavin and Bruce. And I'll just interrupt Gavin's program to mark a special occasion, which happens to be about 20 years of broadcasting with Braidwood FM. It's a phenomenal feat for any person in any organisation to celebrate 20 years doing something that you enjoy. But to do it in a volunteer organisation, in a small community organisation, is just brilliant. And I have a little presentation to give you, Gavin. It's not good for radio, but I have a couple of little things for Gavin, just to mark this occasion. I mean, we can't let it go by without acknowledging what Gavin puts into the radio. As his loyal and our loyal listeners know, he's on four times a week with his Tuesday, Thursdays, most of the day Saturday, and then a few hours on Sunday. So not only has he been here doing this for 20 years, he's actually here most of the week as well, and he somehow manages to fit in delivering mail back and forth from Canberra to Braidwood. So that in itself is a phenomenal effort. On behalf of myself and the board and the station, we congratulate you on your 20 years. We thank you for keep doing it, for keep coming back week after week after week and doing it. Look, it brings so much entertainment to so many people, and you know that's evidence from the text line that we see the comments that get sent into your programs, and it's, you know, it is a real source of enjoyment for a lot of people. The depth of your music just astounds me still. The tracks that you play, and the fact that you play vinyl, and just watching you this morning setting up two turntables, you know, is a feat in itself to play vinyl, which is, you know, I think vinyl is making a comeback, but you know, I know you've always, you know, brought in vinyl and played vinyl, but the extent of your music collection is just phenomenal, and everyone comments on how wide your musical tastes are. And look, not only does Gavin do the music programs, he interviews a lot of people. You had that long stint with the previous mayor, Tim Overall, and his wife Nicole, even.
Yeah.
So not only does music, he, you know, does standard interviews as well, and that was a long running thing. Previously, before COVID, you had the school kids down, so you had, you know, you were interacting with them.
Next year too.
Yeah. So, and of recent times, I've dragged you out to OB's, got you out of the studio for a change. You came out and helped out at Nerriga for the Black Dog Institute fundraiser for the Nerriga Hotel, their Camp Oven Cook-Off.
Yeah.
I had you down at the skate park talking to the mayor and to other people. And just recently, I had him in a church. We did an OB from the St. Bede's Church and the Sydney Gospel Choir, which I think you found a very moving performance.
I did. That's for sure.
So, look, you've helped out. And then you've also helped out when I've done OBs out. You've been here in the studio to help switch over and watch levels and things like that. So you've been involved in a lot of things apart from your music. And look, before I do give you the presentation, can I interview you? 20 years.
Yeah.
Simple question is, you know, how and why did you get started?
Well, it sort of started when back in the days when we used to have Walkmans.
Walkmans, yeah, I remember them.
I used to, when I was doing the run on the postie bike, I'd have the Walkman with me with the earphones and the, you know, plugged in into my ears, and seemed to be that we were hearing a lot of the same music too close together.
Yes,
and so I suggested to Rob, who was the president then, that maybe he'd come around to my place and have a look at some of the stuff that I had, so he can, you know, add to the station's music collection.
Sure.
And I sort of said to him then, maybe I could do a program sometime. And he said, yeah, sure, come on. So I said, I'll do blues. Not really knowing anything about blues at that time.
Yeah, okay.
And not even realising that, in fact, I'd been listening to blues-orientated music for a long period of time beforehand.
Yeah.
And so I started doing the blues program, Night Owl Blues, on Thursday nights. Yeah, and that... ran for that was the only program I was doing for quite a while, and then I ended up being out here weekends, and
because you were still living in Canberra at that point in time, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, I had a place in both places.
Yeah.
Because I needed somewhere to keep my equipment and stuff out here, so I had a place out here.
Sure.
And but I got involved in helping somebody out here who was. In the rest home in Narbathong, or went and then moved to the rest home. And so I was out here weekends. And so I thought, well, I've got all this time, I might start doing something. So that's when the Saturday afternoon program started.
Yep.
And then that flowed over into doing Sunday mornings as well.
Yes.
And which started as a world music program, but a lot of people complained because they couldn't understand it. So I changed it to jazz.
To jazz. Yeah. From world to jazz.
So, yeah. So it's interesting. My very first experience on radio when I was about aged 11, I think, and in Timaru in New Zealand, they had a regular children's quiz program.
Okay.
And you had to, get selected to go on it. And, so you had, it's a tested thing and it was a regular, I think it was, it ran every week or something.
Yep.
But I had an experience on there that I'll never forget for the whole of my life. One of the questions was asked, I can't remember what the question was, but I remember the answer. The answer was Colonel Freiberg. And I called him Colonel Fryhard.
Oh, okay.
Which I copped a huge amount of flack over instead, like crazy about calling this guy Colonel Fry, because he was, you know, Colonel Fryberg. He was a major.
He's a general.
Yeah.
He became the governor of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, that's why I got asked this question in the quiz, you see. I called him Fryhard. So that was my very first experience in bed. That was live on air.
Oh, okay.
So no editing or anything like that.
No.
So
am I on?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd just like to put my two bobs worth in, Gavin, and congratulate you. you've given a lot of people, and me in particular, a great deal of pleasure listening to the music you play. Some of it's a bit crap, but you know, but mostly it's really good. And I've been down here a few times and done radio programs with Gavin, and I've always enjoyed it. It's a fabulous place to be. It's a great thing to do. And you look at the board and you see the comments come up and all that sort of thing. And yeah, 20 years is a long stint, and I can still remember climbing the stairs over in the room up above the old studio above Nurson's.
That's right.
And when Jill McLeod was doing programs up there, and I can still remember the Saturday mornings when you were down here with Jill and helping her to operate the board when she got to a point where she was having a bit of a struggle with it. So, you know, it's good that you've been doing this.
Right.
And thanks, Gavin.
All right, no worries. Thanks.
Well, on that note, I'd just like to present you something to hang on the wall, a framed certificate acknowledging 20 years of service. Rob's still on air, and he celebrated his 20th last November. And because Rob wasn't here, you know, obviously we couldn't acknowledge that. But for two people to both clock up 20 years at the same station and still be involved, it's just a tremendous effort. So that's something you can hang on the wall. And here's something else that we thought was appropriate, and I'd like you to open it now.
Oh, okay.
As I said, it's not good viewing for radio, but he's opening up a little gift that the board of the radio have put together for him. Just a little token to look at and remember what he's been doing here, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to keep hearing what he's been doing, hopefully for a lot longer yet. So...
And it's so well wrapped. It was in a
a
cardboard box and bubble wrap.
It's what's inside that counts, Bruce.
Yeah, of course.
So just describe what you've opened up.
So they presented me with a microphone. very touching, and so I'll be able to hold this just like we don't actually have to hold the microphone here because we've got them on fabulous stands, and even though we're still getting Gordon's got us these new stands, and they're just taking a little bit of time to get used to. So
just hold that up.
Thank you. I'm just holding this up for so Gordon can take a photo. So yeah, it's interesting that I think over that period of time there'd only be 6 or 8 weeks when I actually haven't done something on air, and because occasionally I didn't get back until too late because my program Thursday nights used to run from 8 till 10, and sometimes I couldn't get back in time, and so I would just let it ride for that week.
But, you know, that is a tremendous effort. And look, just one final thing. I guess you've seen a lot of changes at the station over that 20 years, from being in that upstairs room to, you know, very basic equipment, and to all the things what we now have with the technology of the internet and the text line and us being able to stream and the view out the window over the golf course.
Yeah, sure.
So a lot of changes, I would imagine.
And I've done a few programs on Artsound FM, which is a Canberra
station,
community radio station. And on Fridays, quite some time ago, when one of the guys used to do a regular morning program, I'd quite often call in and do a live on air what was on in Braidwood. So I was not only was I presenting on here, I
you
was
were presenting over there
over
as
there
well.
As well, and actually have done some programs with some of the presenters in that station, and some of them have come over here, and they've all been impressed with the equipment that we have for being a little country station.
Yeah, exactly right. For a little station,
we do
okay.
Yeah, we do very well. And put a great sound out, and we're here to do as much for the community as what we can. With the fires. You know, I was driving out when was it Thursday when we had the fire at out on Lovett Road.
Oh yes,
and that was bringing back a few memories.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Not good ones either.
Of a couple of years ago, and I think that a lot of ways this radio station punches way above its weight, really.
With a small volunteer base, we do very well. The quality of the and variety of the programs that we have, there's a little bit of everything that our presenters have. And look, as Bruce mentioned, not everything is to everyone's liking.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of community radio, is that you can hear things that you won't hear on the mainstream stations.
Yeah.
And it's an outlet for people to to listen to the things that they may not hear anywhere else.
So that's right.
We're very lucky that we're able to present a wide variety of programs, and all our local presenters do a tremendous job in turning up each week for their programs, because there's preparation time. They the presenters just don't turn up and play music. They they work out what they're going to play, and they organize things, so there is a bit of time involved. And as I mentioned, Gavin being on 4 times a week, there's a huge amount of time involved. So it without the presenters, it's certainly we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So, all right, I've commandeered your show long enough. Gavin, Bruce Keeley from the post office is here to talk to Gavin about, some important things that are happening in Braidwood. But I'll sign off. And once again, congratulations, Gavin, and thank you for keep turning up, keeping the lights going, and keeping the entertainment happening.
Number two.
Just working up. So. Thanks, Gavin, and I'll let you have your show back.
All right. Good on you.